Issue one, Rosie on the House in the new year 2014. It's our prayer. 2014 is the best you've ever had. We're doing everything we can to bring you the information to protect you from scams and frauds and wasting money in, out, and about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Today, we're talking in particular about what we think should be your number one New Year's resolution, increasing the fire safety standards of your own home. Arizona is ranked as one of the safest states in the entire nation as it relates to deaths in residential fires. So congratulations to you all for that. But let that not be a reason to be apathetic. Let that be a motivation to be ever vigilant. We're talking about evacuation plans. We've talked fire extinguishers, fire sprinklers, smoke detectors, and smoke alarms. Romy, you think that guy in Green Valley's satisfied that we know the difference now? You know, we really do appreciate feedback from all of our listeners and those that read our articles. And in one of our articles, we kind of use the term interchangeably, like I do all the time, between a smoke detector and a smoke alarm. Well, he wrote us from Green Valley, educating us. They are not the same. And please quit using the term interchangeably. So it's the ongoing education of Rosie Romero.
You know, let me pull one up here, because I got another interesting one that was came in. Here we go. Greg.
Gail, hang on.
Right,
we
Phoenix.
See you're on the phone. You're our next caller.
He said he heard this segment, but came in during the middle of our very first one. We're talking about extinguishers, fire extinguishers.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know if it was mentioned, but every now and then you've got to turn the fire extinguisher upside down and hit it with a rubber mallet on the base, especially if it's in a vehicle. He said, all that driving around and that vibration, it can separate and settle parts, you know, all the components inside. So every now and then for your fire extinguisher, turn up, hit it with a rubber mallet on the bottle.
You know that Rosie on the House mask?
And we didn't mention that. I'd never heard that either.
I hadn't either. That master calendar we're putting together, when to change your air filters, when to check your motion detectors, when to check your batteries. I guess we need to add shake your extinguisher on that calendar. This calendar is becoming quite a task-orientated calendar.
But
by the time you finish seeing the dentist as often as they say you should, as so you get the physicals as they say you should, go to the eye doctor and check your hearing, and by the time you do all the things you're supposed to do to maintain you, your house, your body, your family, your house, your home, your car, there's no time left for anything else. We got too much stuff. All right, let's go to Gail, who's been on hold. Gail, thank you for holding. We appreciate your patience. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. My husband and I have decided to celebrate my fifth anniversary of cancer-free by tearing apart our house and remodeling.
That a girl.
We're wanting to find out how to tell if a wall is load-bearing. There's a wall that I've been staring at. I'd like to get rid of it.
Let's see. Okay, let me put on... do you know who Karnak is?
I've heard you talk about him, I believe.
Do you remember Johnny Carson when he put on that mind-reading skit turban? You know, Karnak the mind-reader.
Hold the answer to his head, and he'd know the answer without the question.
Okay, now listen, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to help me paint a picture of your house. What year was it built?
89.
Okay, I can tell you just with that answer alone, it is probably not load-bearing, but let me ask some more questions. Uh-huh. How many square feet is it?
2,000.
Okay.
How many square feet?
Is your husband double-checking you?
Yeah.
That's good. You know, one way you could check if it's load-bearing is you sit in a lawn chair and have your husband go inside and tear it down. That's one way we'd know if it's load-bearing. If I'm guessing at 2,000 square feet, you know, the house is probably, you know, 30 or 40 feet deep and probably about, you know, 40 to 50 feet long. Is it a three-bedroom, two-bath?
It's a split level. Let's say we'll do 3 bedroom, 3 bath, split. Or actually 2.5 bath.
Split level is very important to know. That changes everything. Yeah. Okay. Where is this wall inside the house you're trying to take out? Is it on the floor level or on the secondary level?
The secondary level.
Okay. And does the wall run? Is there a pitched roof with a gable?
It is actually a vaulted ceiling.
Okay.
And the top of the wall is not at the middle of the vault. It's kind of, I'd say, probably about 4 feet from the top of the vault.
Okay, but it does go floor to ceiling.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that I'm about 90% sure at this point that is a non-load bearing and that your roof was built with what we call a scissor truss, create that vault for you, and the only place that's bearing is the outside walls. Now, before you tear it down and get after it, when were you going to try and tackle this project?
Sometime this spring.
Okay, good. I have to be in Tempe on Tuesday morning. We're going to get your name and number. Let me just do a drive-by, come by the property, and verify for you it's not load-bearing, and then you and your husband can just celebrate your anniversary all you want with sledgehammers and dust control and
gotta
plastic
get a Sawzall in there.
And shop vac.
For Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.